News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly joins this morning, News Talk's tech correspondent, to tell us, could our Apple iPhones replace visits to the GP? Because that's their plan, according to reports, Jess.
Yeah, this is something that, if you've watched any of the Apple press conferences over the last number of years, where they used to come out with all sort of jazz hands about a phone, over the last few, they've come out and they've played videos of how an Apple Watch helped identify an arrhythmia in somebody, or told them that they weren't moving enough, and once they started moving more, they lost weight, they felt great and all the rest. So they've been subtly making this shift more into the health space over the last while. But now, according to reporting from Bloomberg, they are working on a next iteration that's unofficially being called Health Plus, that would see the AI that we're always talking about being ingrained into the results from an Apple Watch and from an iPhone to help the wearers make more informed decisions about their health.
So is this isn't video consults with doctors, which already exist. You can do them through your health insurer and what have you. Mm-hmm. And indeed, since the COVID pandemic, some GPs still do video consults as a way. This isn't that. This is AI, Dr. Google sort of thing.
It's more sophisticated than Dr. Google, because what it's doing is it's taking the data from the wearable that you have on your wrist, and is giving you, it's breaking it down. I used to always say, you know, what's the point in having a smartwatch if you don't understand what the information means? What is your heart rate variability? Why does that matter? What if it's good, if it's bad, what does all that mean?
If you know what your blood pressure is, but you don't know what that means, it makes no
odds. It's useless.
Yeah.
Now, what's really interesting is the wearable that I'm wearing on my left wrist at the moment, this is a Whoop, and I've been wearing it for, this is before Christmas. And this technology already has AI built into it. Mm-hmm. So every single day when I wake up, I get a score as to my recovery. It'll tell me if I slept well, if I slept badly, what my heart is doing, all of that information. And from that information, it then gives me recommendations. So for example, it'll say that your resting heart rate, so it says to me here today that my resting heart rate has increased to whatever it is. This suggests additional strain. I've been under the weather for the last few days. So it's identifying that I'm under the weather. And it says, focus on recovery activities today, light stretching, deep breath exercises to alleviate discomfort and to support your immune system.
I have to say, on the one hand, great, now you know loads of things about your health. And, you know, that's a good thing. Mm. On the other hand, the inner doctor in me says, this is going to put people's health anxiety through the bloody roof, because they're being told every hour to move more, and every hour that their blood pressure has done something, and they'd be worried that there could be an arrhythmia. They don't even hardly know what that is, but it sounds desperate. And on all of this kind of stuff, and it is a combination of it's going to foster massive hypochondriasis in people, A, but B, it is also going to be one of those things that's just going to make us way more navel-gazing and individualistic than we already are, where we just all become, we are the centre of our own universe 24/7. There's something in this that worries me.
There's a element to that, but you know, I know from, and I'm sure you've heard of this as well, that, you know, there are people, say, in cardiac clinics around the country, and there aren't enough Holter monitors available for the people who need them.
Yeah.
And so doctors are actually telling patients to go out and buy the highest level of Apple Watch, because it does have an inbuilt ECG monitor and it does have real-time tracking. And so in a way, I think the vision with this technology is not to make everybody hypochondriac.
I just hope that they're good enough. That's what I really hope.
So what Apple will say is that they're not medical grade devices, and you should never trust.
That's the issue.
But they are the highest level that you can get, and it's better than not being able to get a Holter monitor, I suppose.
Except if it's overdiagnosing people with things they don't even bloody have.
Yeah, and that is absolutely the case. But the issue, or the benefit of this, because I spoke to doctors from the HSE over the last few years, we've done this extensively on Tech Talk, where it's about keeping well people well for longer. And if you have a smartwatch that does have high level technology built in, such as cardiac tracking and stuff like that, you can then download, say, a report over 30, 60, 90 days, providing a comprehensive view of your health rather than a snapshot.
You're saying keeping people well for longer. There's a great expression in medicine, the inverse care law. Those who actually need this kind of stuff won't do it at all. And actually, those who don't need this stuff will be doing it, you know, the worried well will be doing this all the time. Anyway, it's a choice, and I do believe in choice for people, but I have a feeling that, truthfully, will I be doing it? No.
Interesting.
I wouldn't do it. I don't need to spend 24/7 thinking about my health. I don't think that's very healthy.
That is true. I suppose the point is I've been doing it for the last few months and I do feel the benefit for it. I would have been the worst sleeper in the world. And I think by getting informed information from the Whoop, it has tweaked my health. That being said, I would still go to the GP. I would still talk to a person if I'm concerned about something. But for me, it's about actionable insights and I'm a big fan.
Thank you for that, Jess Kelly. You're always a rocket science and you always inform us about things as they happen. Let us know out there this morning what you make of all of that. I'd love to hear from people as well.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.